That was a big performance for Canada tonight. What do you think of your team's, I guess, overall performance?
Yeah, very good performance. I think a dominant one, one that we envisioned. You know, especially the start of the game, we wanted to be the aggressors. We wanted to show that we're very motivated about winning this group and getting to the semifinal. And I think we showed that in our play and in front of our fans with the help that they always give us. Overall, a very good performance.
Did you have that 2-1 result in the back of your head going into that game?
Which 2-1 result?
The game that you lost against Honduras.
Yeah, of course. You know, there was a little bit of bad blood in that result over there. And yeah, of course, we took that in the game, and then we wanted to show that we are the better team in every way, and I think we showed that.
John, there's a pretty special moment with Atiba banging the drum at the end. What was that like, and kind of a special moment for the fans and for you guys?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think most importantly, I feel like that's a special moment for him, one that he deserves. You know, for me personally, it's spending this time with him every time in the national team, and the fact that he's still with us it's a blessing for all of us. It's a blessing. He's a true example of what every Canadian soccer player should inspire to become.
Una pregunta para Honduras. Quería preguntarte sobre qué te pareció la actuación de ellos y si cómo se fue la superioridad ante ellos.
No, creo que fuimos superiores en la noche y lo mostramos en el juego. Creo que también jugando en casa siempre va a ser difícil para el rival, y se mostró.
Jonathan, as part of that midfield, what's it been like watching Ismael Kone's kind of growth over the last really just few months?
Yeah, amazing, right? I mean, in the last year, you know, I was talking to him actually about the way he's come up, and it happened really fast. It's an amazing story, and you know, this is a young player that's playing with a lot of confidence, and he has a bright future, and you know, he's just scratching the surface of what he can accomplish right now. So that's very exciting for the program.
How excited are you for Vegas in June?
Very excited. More excited just to be playing for a trophy. First, we got that semifinal, and then you know, it's what we're striving for now. It's the next level for us, and so yeah, we're all excited that we took care of the objective of getting there, and now we look forward to that.
You know, Jonathan, I'm curious how this team deals with setbacks. After like a meteoric rise to qualify for the World Cup, it was a relative letdown a little bit. I think expectations within the team were a little bit higher. I'm curious if the team view it as sort of two steps forward and one step back, or does the team understand that this ascension isn't necessarily like linear?
Yeah, I think a football, it's never linear. Your journey is never linear. For players, for teams, it's an up and down journey. I disagree with you about the expectations of the World Cup. We haven't been there in 36 years. What was the expectations? So for me, I thought we were disappointed that we didn't get a point, because especially I felt like in the games that we played, we deserved to get a point in some of those games, even to win in that first game. So for me, we learned. We learned from that, and we were disappointed we didn't get a point, but or a win at the World Cup, and we didn't move to the next round. But at the same time, we learned a lot, and there was a lot of positives we took from that. And now I think the way we started this year shows that you know, we reacted really well to that.
Okay, no, sorry,
we're done.
Thanks,
Jonathan.
Thank you.